All right, we'll move to the regular agenda, item 722, please.
Appoint Adam Plantalp to, and reappoint Harriet Struthers and Daniel Morris to the Business License Appeals Board.
Colleagues, the Business License Appeals Board hears and decides appeals of determinations issued by the Revenue Division. These appeals primarily relate to the City of Portland Business License Tax and the Multnomah County Business Income Tax Programs, but they also relate to franchise and utility license fees collected by the city and transient lodging taxes collected by the city. Currently, there's three vacancies on the Business License Appeals Board. The board position that would be filled by Adam Plantalp is to be appointed by the mayor, and if appointed, the three-year term would expire on December 31st, 2021. The term of Harriet Struthers expired on December 31st, 2018. The board position held by Harriet is also to be appointed by the mayor, but subject to the approval of the Multnomah County by intergovernmental agreement. Multnomah County has provided their consent to this reappointment. If reappointed, the three-year term would expire on December 31st, 2021. The term of Daniel Morris also expired on December 31st, 2018. The board position held by Daniel is to be appointed by the city auditor. The city auditor has provided consent to the reappointment of Daniel. If reappointed, the two-year term would expire on December 31st, 2020. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Scott Carter. I'm the Audit and Accounting Manager with the Revenue Division. The mayor mentioned briefly the function of the board, but I wanted to go into a little more detail. The Business License Appeals Board is a five-member volunteer board comprised of members of the public. When a Portland business files their city business tax return, the Revenue Division staff or technology will review or audit the filed return. When adjustments are made by the Revenue Division to correct the return, the taxpayer can protest these adjustments and explain why the return was, or explain why the return was correct as filed. If the Revenue Division does not accept the taxpayer's explanation, a final determination is issued by the Revenue Division, which would include additional support and explanation. If the taxpayer still disagrees, they can appeal to the Business License Appeals Board. The board will review the case, hear and review testimony, and then make a decision in the favor of either the city or the taxpayer. These decisions are final, and there's no additional administrative appeal available. Portland City Code requires that appointments to the Business License Appeals Board be made to provide an appropriate level of expertise in accounting methods and tax regulations. The three potential appointees meet the qualifications required by the code and should serve both the public and the City of Portland well in any matters coming before the board. I'd like to introduce Adam Plantalp. He's the lone new appointment today. The other two are reappointments. Adam is the founder and chief executive officer of the Cobalt Group, Inc., a Portland CPA firm. His background includes serving as chief financial officer of several different startup and established small businesses. He also worked in the financial services industry where he did internal audit, risk management, information security, and fraud management work. He graduated from the University of Oregon with a bachelor's degree in accounting. Adam has stated his reason for interest in serving on the board is to apply his accounting and business knowledge and experience to productively contribute to local government. We believe Adam would make an excellent board member. I'm going to skip over the details of the other two candidates, which are reappointments, but if you need more information, it's in your packets. Both candidates have served the public and the city well in the past, and we strongly support their reappointment. Significant outreach has been conducted toward increasing the diversity of this board. To meet the requirements of this position, the outreach has been targeted to individuals that have a strong expertise in accounting as well as federal, state, and local tax law. The Revenue Division recently ran a recruitment through the Office of Community and Civic Life. The Revenue Division also worked with procurement services to identify potential candidates. The Revenue Division reached out to accounting and tax professional organizations, including the Oregon Society of CPAs, in order to specifically identify individuals that could add to the board's diversity. Thank you, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Adam Plantalp. Don't really have much more to add. I think Mr. Carter covered most of it, but happy to be here and happy to contribute with my accounting and business knowledge to the board.
Well, thank you. I'll just say this. We're really lucky to have somebody with your experience step forward. I know there's a million other things you could be doing. You're very busy. This can be a fairly technical appointment, so we need people with a certain degree of knowledge, and we're grateful that you're stepping forward. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report. We'll confirm the appointment.
I'll second it. We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for volunteering. Aye.
Wheeler?
You're going to have fun also. I vote aye. The report's accepted. The appointment's approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.